The Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that's toasted to taste better. Friends, this is Don Wilson. If you're not getting all the enjoyment you should be getting from your present cigarette, switch to Lucky Strike and see for yourself how much more real, deep-down smoking enjoyment you get from Lucky's better taste. A Lucky tastes better because it's the cigarette of fine tobacco, and it's toasted to taste better. It's toasted is the famous Lucky Strike process that tones up Lucky's fine, naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So find out for yourself. Buy a carton of better-tasting Lucky Strike. The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack does another television show. But meanwhile, let's go back to yesterday's radio rehearsal here at CBS. As we look in on the rehearsal studio, Jack hasn't arrived yet, and the producer, Hilliard Marks, is listening to the orchestra.
All right, hold it, man, and hold it.
All right, fellas, cut. Anything wrong, Hilliard?
Yeah, Malin, that's the third time you've gone through that number, and I still think someone should be playing tenor sax.
So do I, but we can't work Bridwell out of his straitjacket.
Well, he should have thought of that before he went over the wall. What a character.
Well, it's your fault that he's in that straitjacket.
Look, I only accused him of stealing my stopwatch, claiming insanity was his own idea. Now, Malin, tell the boys to be quiet. I'm going to have the cast read through the script. Come on, everyone. Mary, Don, Dennis, get your scripts.
I've got mine.
Me too.
Hey, has anyone seen my script?
Well, did you have your name on it?
No, but you can't miss it. It's shaped like a paper hat.
Well, take another script. Now, pay attention, everyone. Let's have a good reading.
Boy, is this a waste of time.
What do you mean?
Well, what's the sense of rehearsing the script now? The most important person isn't even here.
Dennis is right. It is sort of silly to go ahead without Jack.
Oh, I was talking about the sound man.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Wait a minute. You shouldn't say that. Jack is the most important person on the show. He's the star, and he's very talented.
Oh, yeah? What would you have if you took... Now, cut that out away from him.
Well, there's,
Go on. What would you have, huh?
Gee, I don't know. There's, well...
No what? Fair counting hmm and well...
Look, I may be old-fashioned, but I don't think it's right for any of us to talk in this disrespectful fashion about our boss.
Dennis, why'd you move over next to me?
I don't want to have anything to do with that big, fat yes man.
Easy, kids, easy. I wonder what's keeping Jack. It's not like him to be late for rehearsal.
Oh, he'll show up in a minute. And fellas, wait till you see him. Oh, brother.
Why, what's the matter, Barry?
Well, Warner Brothers called him up and told him they want to make a big feature picture called The Life of Jack Benny.
The Life of Jack Benny?
Yeah, and you know, fellas, since Jack found out about it, he's absolutely unbearable. I never saw such conceit in all my life.
Well, with all his talent, he's got a right to... Oh, here he comes now.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Donald.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Dennis, my lad.
Hello.
Malin.
Hello.
How do you do, Miss Livingstone?
Take off that monocle.
It's not a monocle. I broke my bifocals and managed to save one focal. Here, Donald, take my gloves and cane. Thank you. There.
Gloves and cane. Oh, boy, are you snooty.
Dennis, the gloves are snooty. The cane is necessary.
Go ahead. Have your little fun. But you'll all apologize when you know what's happened to me.
Oh, we know.
Yes, Jack. Mary told us Warner Brothers are going to make a picture about your life.
Yes, sir. The same studio that made The Life of Emil Zola. The life of Louis Pasteur. The life of Mark Twain. And now, the life of Jack Benny. Now cut that out!
You see, Don, you see? That's all he can say.
What?
Nothing, nothing. Oh, say, Jack, have they given you any idea how they're going about presenting your life?
Well, naturally, it'll be episodic. They're going to trace my entire career and include everyone that's played a part in it. From the shopkeeper who sold me my first violin and the kindly old vaudevillian who gave me the idea of telling jokes on the stage, and down through all those whose advice and encouragement have kept me before the public.
Gee, I hope they changed the names to protect the innocent.
Oh, Danny, you're just jealous.
Why should I be jealous? Someday they might make my life story.
They already did. It was called Idiot's Delight.
Jack,
so be quiet.
I still don't get it.
You don't get what, Malin?
Well, I've seen lots of these biographical films, and there's always some action, excitement, adventure.
Are you kidding? Listen, Malin, you may not believe this, but my life has been one adventure after another. It started when I ran away from home to face the world all by myself.
How old were you?
32.
I was 22. I remember because I didn't want to leave until I finished high school. 32. Well, kids, I have to leave you now. Rochester's waiting in the car to take me to Warner Brothers.
Well, wait a minute, Jack. We haven't rehearsed the script for tomorrow.
Well, you can manage without me.
Oh, no. We need you here, Jack. We can't get along without you.
Oh, that's silly.
No, Jack. You're the one that keeps us on the right path.
Oh,
God. Why, without your guidance and your feel for comedy, we'd be lost. We wouldn't know which way to turn.
Well, Don, it's nice of you to say that.
What else do you expect from a big, fat yes man?
Well, if you'll all excuse me, I can't keep them waiting at Warner Brothers. Come on, Mary, I want you to go with me.
Okay.
Oh, but Jack, before you go, won't you even listen to the Sportsman?
Oh, they have a number prepared?
Yeah, they're going to do a novel version of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Well, you go ahead and rehearse it, Don. I've got to leave. Come on, Mary.
Oh, but Jack, don't you think you ought to hear the number?
Look, Don, I'd like to stay for the whole rehearsal. But this picture is very important to me. It's my life story. You know I've never left you in the middle of a rehearsal before. And believe me, I don't feel right doing it, but how many times does an actor get an opportunity like this?
Go already!
If I didn't need this cane, I'd break it over his head. Come on, Mary.
All right, boys, take it.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before.
That's just the bestest band, what an honeyland. Come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, bow to smoke, that's really grand. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best brand in the land.
Better tasting Lucky Strike is a smoke that you will like.
Just take a puff, you'll enjoy them sure enough.
That's just the bestest brand, what an honeyland. Come on along, join the millions who agree. On Lucky Strike, it's Lucky Strike, give me LSMFT. And there's a reason they're so pleasing, as you know. They're toasted, come on along. Don't go off a Lucky Strike with me.
Take it easy, Rochester. Watch where you're going.
Oh, Jack, don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You must be, boss. You're telling me to take it easy and you're driving.
What? Wait a minute, Rochester. When we started out, you were driving. What happened?
Remember that big bump we hit back there?
Yes.
Well, when the people put us back in the car, they put us in wrong.
Oh. Well, you take the wheel now. And hurry up, I want to get to the studio. Say, Mary, I just thought of something. If they're going to make the story of my life, I shouldn't only be acting in it, I should direct it.
Jack.
And not only that, who knows my life better than I do? I should write it, too.
Well, if you do all that, you might as well produce it.
Yeah. Gee, I can see it now. The Life of Jack Benny, starring Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, written by Jack Benny, and produced by Jack Benny.
But how will that look on the screen?
I think you ought to make it produced by John Benny.
John, why?
Just to break the monotony.
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with the billing. Gee, The Life of Jack Benny, starring Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, produced by Jack Benny. What are you laughing at?
I'll lend you my girdle and you can be your own leading lady.
No, that would be going too far. Gee, I wonder if Warner Brothers notified the press that I'm doing a picture for them.
They must have. It was in this morning's paper.
Really? Who ran the story? Jimmy Starr? Luella Parsons?
No, but it was right below her column.
Below?
Yeah, it was in Believe It or Not.
What?
They gave it more space than the cat with three heads.
Oh, stop making things up.
Jack, there's the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh, yes. Rochester, turn up that driveway.
Yes, sir.
Gee, the lot is pretty full. Oh, here's a space right in the middle. Park here, Rochester.
Okay.
Say, that sounded like gunshots.
Yeah, they must be making a cowboy picture.
Well, somebody better tell them this ain't the stagecoach. The last one went through the radiator.
Say, you're right. It's that parking attendant over there. Hey, mister, what's the big idea of shooting at us?
You took the space reserved for Mr. Jack Warner.
Oh, yes. He always was touchy about that. But look, fella, I'm Jack Benny, and I've got an appointment with...
Jack Benny?
Yes.
The one that starred in The Horn Blows at Midnight?
That's right. I did that for Warner Brothers 15 years ago. Did you see it?
See it? I directed it.
Well, of course, Herman. I didn't recognize you. You've gotten thin.
Yeah, thin.
But, Herman, I can't understand it. You were doing so well. How come they've got you out here on the parking lot?
How come? All my life, I wanted to be a director. For years, I studied and starved trying to learn the profession. Every little job they put me on, I did with perfection. And finally, they noticed me. I became an assistant director. I was on my way up.
No.
Suddenly, I was a director.
Yeah.
Everything I did was right. I was turning out hit after hit. I had money, respect. I even won an Oscar. And you came along. You and that lousy horn blows at midnight.
Take it easy.
Why? Why did you have to come into my life? I used to direct pictures. Now I'm directing traffic.
Herman, put down that gun.
What do you care? I'm pointing it at myself.
Gee, he's a... He's a complete wreck. I feel sort of responsible. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
Let Herman park the car and give him a dime tip. Come on, Mary. I don't want to keep Mr. Warner waiting. Here's Jack Warner's office. Let's go in.
Yes?
I have an appointment with Mr. Warner. I'm Jack Benny.
So the murderer returns to the scene of the crime.
Don't be funny. Mr. Warner is expecting me.
Well, he's in conference. Would you mind waiting?
Not at all. Come on, Mary. Let's sit down over here. You ought to be in pictures. Bum, 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 bum.
Say, Jack, look at that fellow sitting on the other side of the room. Isn't that Danny Kaye?
Danny Kaye? Where?
Reading that newspaper.
Oh, yeah. He used to be such a nice kid.
Used to be? What did he ever do to you?
What did he do to me? Did you see him in Knock on Wood and White Christmas and that preview of his latest picture, Court Jester?
Yes, and he was great in all of them. What about it?
What about it? Who has three hits all in one year? What's he trying to do, show up Humphrey Bogart and William Holden and the rest of us?
Oh, brother.
Get the way he sits there reading that newspaper, that nonchalant manner. Look at that expression on his face, loaded with confidence.
You know, Jack, I can't understand it. Every time somebody makes a little progress, you get sore at him.
I do not.
You do, too. When Lassie got her own television show, you were so mad you bit her.
I bit her. I snarled at her once, and you make a big thing out of it. Anyway, this is different. I practically gave Danny Kaye his start. Well, I remember the day he came to me for advice. I was fool enough to...
Uh-oh, Jack. Danny sees you, and he's coming over.
Oh, well, I'll just have to hide my feelings. Da-da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum. Da-dum, da-dee-da-da-dum.
Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Oh, hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
How are you, Jack?
I'm fine, fine. How's your mother, Danny?
Fine.
And your father?
Oh, he's fine, too.
Well, the next time you see him, tell him they certainly have a louse for a son.
Jack.
Well?
Well, what's the matter? What happened? I thought we were friends, Jack.
Friends. A lot you know about friendship. I heard about that rumor you're spreading around that you're the greatest comedian in pictures.
But, Jack, I didn't spread that rumor. And I'm sorry I'm having such a good year.
Oh, sure, sure.
And if it'll make you feel any better, I'm sorry I ever came to Hollywood.
I'll bet. I suppose they had to twist your arm to do Knock on Wood and White Christmas and the Court Jester.
Well, I'm sorry they were a success and that I was funny in them.
Being sorry doesn't help. You made the pictures, you were a hit, and the damage is done. Too late to apologize.
Oh, Danny, don't pay any attention to him.
Mary, what's the matter with him?
He's jealous of anyone that's a big success.
Oh, gosh, Jack, I wouldn't hurt you for the world, you know that. I know how you love show business. I wouldn't do anything to take the bread and margarine out of your mouth.
Go ahead, keep talking. I know what you're thinking.
No, Jack, you've got me all wrong. I've always been your fan. I've followed your career for years.
You followed me? Really? Well.
Sure, Jack. And I could never hope to become as popular as you used to be.
Used to be?
I mean, Ustelwell, Boostelwee, Yeastelbars, Wastelbees, Boostel, Hensley Blues, Globelsland, Yeastelby, Blambelsels, Hulstelbules, as you are, I mean.
Well, that's better.
Honestly, Jack, you've always been my idol. I think you're the greatest comedian in the world.
You do?
Yeah, I think you're swell.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry I acted the way I did, Danny. I think you're pretty swell, too.
Yeah, but You're sweller than I am.
No, no, Danny, no, no. You're the swellest.
No, Jack, you're the swellest.
Well,
as soon as the swelling goes down, can I get a word in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Danny and I were just complimenting each other. And say, Danny, you know, Jack Warner sent for me because he's going to make a picture of my life. And to show you how much I really like you, I'm going to ask him if they can't... I'm going to ask him if they can't find something for you to do in my picture.
Oh, gee, that'd be swell.
Now, Danny... Now, Danny, since I'm going to be in the picture, we won't need another comedian, but we will need a musical number. Do you have anything like that that you could do?
Yes, yes, I do. I have a kind of an old-fashioned song that you might like, Jack, and I'll sing it. If you like it, you can have it, all right?
Okay, sure.
Now, you can give it back to Natty Burns. My kid brother was a lazy kid. One day's work is all the work that he did. Wrote a song, entirely wrong. Up in Yonkers, it is going strong. Georgie Gordon and the other gang, listen to the song that he sang. They said, cannot miss, it's bound to be a hit. How can it miss? How can it miss? When the chorus goes like this. Wah, Lily, Lily of the Valley. Lily, won't you be my pally? You're the sweetest little flower of the lot. Oh, be my lily, I said, be my lily, and I'll be your forget-me-not. Everybody! Sweetest little flower of the lot. Oh, be my lily, I said, be my lily. Won't you be my lily? Come on, be my lily, and I'll be your forget-me-not.
Danny, Daddy, that was great. I'll find room for that in my picture if I have to cut myself out of one scene.
Don't say that.
Thanks, Jack. I really hope you can fix it.
Oh, Mr. Benny, Mr. Warner will see you now.
Thank you. Come on, Mary. You too, Danny. Oh, hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Jack. Hiya, Danny. Hello, Mary. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go out and get a chair for myself.
Oh, excuse me, Mary. Take my chair.
Well, Jack, I bet you're pretty excited now that we're going to make the story of your life.
Yes, I'm quite thrilled.
We've got the whole thing laid out, Jack. We start with the day you were born. Then comes a scene when you're starting school, your first date with a girl, your graduation... Your enlistment in the Navy.
Aren't you going to do a scene when he made his first bank deposit?
Oh, we passed that. That was the day he was born.
Danny, don't be so funny. Anyway, that picture's going to be directed by me.
You're going to direct the picture?
I'm going to write it, too.
Oh, direct it and write it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to supervise it?
I am.
Who's going to produce it?
I am.
Who's going to finance it?
May I have the next dance with you, Miss Livingston?
Danny, please.
Now, look, Jack, we've been making pictures for a long time, and you're not going to tell us how to run our business.
Well?
Now, get this. We're going to make a picture called The Life of Jack Benny, and you're not going to direct it.
I'm not?
No. And you're not going to write it, supervise it, or produce it?
Well, I guess you're right. I should be satisfied just starring in it.
Jack, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Mary, give me my chair back. What did you want to talk to me about, Mr. Warner?
Well, we feel that somebody else ought to play the part of Jack Benny.
somebody else.
Yes.
For heaven's sake, what's the matter with me?
Well, you've been Jack Benny too long.
What?
We feel that we ought to inject some new blood.
New blood? Any blood will help.
Mary, keep out of this. Well, look, Mr. Warner, if you don't think I'm capable of playing myself in my own picture, who did you have in mind?
Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye?
Yes, that's why I sent for him.
You sent... Danny! Danny, don't just sit there. Say something. Wait a minute. Now, Danny, you knew about this all the time.
No, I didn't, Jack. Really, I didn't. This is all a big surprise to me.
Imagine even thinking of making the picture of my life without my being in it.
Oh, now, Jack, I didn't say you weren't going to be in it. I have something very important for you.
You have?
Yes. You're going to play the part of your father.
I'm going to play my own father?
Yes. Danny Kaye will be your son. And I think Mary will be excellent in the part of Jack's childhood sweetheart.
So do I.
You keep out of this.
Yes, Papa.
Oh, my Papa, to me he was so wonderful.
Oh, Papa, me, you traitor!
Oh. All right, boys, all right. Let's cut this out, huh? Let's get down to business here.
Giovanni.
Now, boys, here's a scene I want you to try, Danny. It's where you come in and ask your father for money to buy a violin. You read the father's part, Jack.
Okay, I'll never know why, though.
Stop mumbling. Go ahead, Danny. Remember, you're asking your father for money, and you're Jack Benny at the age of 9.
Boy, what a tough part. Papa... Could I have a tune for the lollipop?
Wait a minute. When I was 9 years old, I could talk. Now read it right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny. Ask the old man again.
Oh, honorable papa. Oh. Would like to have 4,000 yen to buy a little...
Yeah, wait, what's the idea? What's the idea of doing Japanese?
Well, isn't Waukegan in Japan?
No, it's in Illinois. Jeepers.
All right, try it again, Danny, try it again. Now, remember, you're a little country boy.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, stop it. Look, what'd you think I was when I was a kid? A moron?
And besides, he outgrew it.
Yes, heavens to Betsy.
Now, Danny, you better try it as a city boy.
City boy?
Yeah.
Hey, Pa. Look, I've been waiting ready for 25 years. I'd like to have two, three...
Now, cut that out! Look here, Mr. Warner, if this is the way you're going to do the story of my life, you can drop the whole thing.
All right, then we won't make the picture.
Well, now, let's not be so hasty. What's bothering you?
You're bothering me, and I'm sick of it. We're not going to make the life of Jack Benny.
Well, that's okay with me. Goodbye. Come on, Mary. Come on, Danny. He think he is pulling that stuff on me.
Well, don't let it bother you, Jack.
Believe me, Mary, it doesn't bother me in the least. If Warners can't see what a great picture my life story will make, that's their loss, not mine. There are plenty of other studios.
Sure, Jack, sure. One of them is bound to take a chance on you.
What do you mean, chance? What other actor can boast of a string of hits like Charlie's Aunt, To Be or Not to Be, Buck Benny Rides Again, George Washington Slept Here? The horn blows at midnight.
Jack, watch out. The parking attendant is shooting at you.
Well, let him hit me. Then they'll have to do my life story with a finish like that. Go ahead, Herman, blast away.
Jack will be back in just a minute to tell you about his television show, which goes on immediately after this program over the CBS network. But first, here's a word for anyone who enjoys a good cigarette. I guess everybody knows Robert Montgomery was, for years, a famous movie star, and now he's a star in television. Matter of fact, his TV show is sponsored by Lucky Strike. He told folks that he didn't have to smoke Luckies for that reason, but he does anyway. Let me give you his own words on the subject. I smoke Luckies and have for years. I like the way they taste. Yep, those are Robert Montgomery's own words, and they sure make a lot of sense. Luckies do taste better. They taste better because LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. And then that fine tobacco is toasted. Yes, it's toasted to taste better. It's toasted, the famous Lucky Strike process, tones up Lucky's naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So the very next time you buy cigarettes, friends, be happy. Go Lucky. Make your next carton Lucky Strike. Remember, it's toasted to taste better.
Gee, I'm sorry they're not going to do the picture of your life, Jack.
Oh, that's all right, Danny. After all, I'm on radio and television. As a matter of fact, I do a television show tonight.
You do? Gee, I'd like to see that. You know, I've never done any television.
Well, Danny, why don't you walk over to the studio, to the TV studio with me?
Look, Jack, I walked over to your radio show and wound up doing a free guest shot. From now on, you walk alone.
Okay, good night, Danny. See you on TV, folks.
My kid brother was a lazy kid. One day's work is all the work that he did. He wrote a song, entirely wrong, up in Yonkers it is going strong. Georgie Gordon and the other gang, listen to the song that he sang. They said, cannot miss, it's bound to be a hit. How can it miss, how can it miss, when the chorus goes like this? Wop, Lily, Lily of the Valley, Lily, won't you be my pally? You're the sweetest little flower of the lot. Who be my lily? I said be my lily, and I'll be your forget-me-not. Who be my lily? I said, be my lily. Won't you be my lily? Come on, be my lily, and I'll be your
forget-me-not. Well, let's hold it until the boys get out, and then they have to leave. Take your rolling if you want me to stop.
Hold it. Right, hold it. Right.
Here's Jack Warner's office. Let's go in.
Yes?
I have an appointment with Mr. Warner. I'm Jack Benny.
So the murderer returns to the scene of the crime?
Don't be funny. Mr. Warner is expecting me.
Well, he's in conference. Would you mind waiting?
Not at all. Come on, Mary. Let's sit down over here.
Next one is on 15.
Yeah.
15.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary. Mary and Jack, will you please say hello, because on page 12, Don jumped the applause.
Where do you want me? Danny?
Yeah.
Danny,
please, will you say hello? Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Danny.
How are you, Jack?
I'm fine, fine. How's your mother, Danny?
She's fine.
You've got one line to read. Oh, Mr. Benny, Mr. Warner will see you now.
15.
Hold it backstage, please.
Oh, Mr. Benny, Mr. Warner will see you now.
I didn't hear it either. Gee, Jack, I'm sorry you didn't get... Nobody did the picture. Well, I mean, that was a pretty nice line.
No. Wait a minute. Hello, Mr. Warner. Hello, Mr. Warner. Hello, Mr. Warner. Page 15.
I'll get a chair by myself. No.
Jack, right here, Mary. Footsteps and door open. Will, you're in this. Just for your one line, please.
You're rolling? Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Jack. Hiya, Danny. Hello, Mary. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go out and get a chair for myself.
Now we do the tag?
You rolling? Gee, Jack. I'm sorry they're not going to do the picture of your life, Jack.
Oh, that's all right, Danny. After all, I'm on radio and television. As a matter of fact, I do a television show tonight.
You do? Gee, I'd like to see that. You know, I've never done any television.
Well, Danny, why don't you walk over to the TV studio with me?
Look, I walked over to your radio show and wound up doing a free guest shot. From now on, you walk alone.
Okay. Good night, Danny. See you on TV, folks.
Did you want some car motor, Hickey?
Good night, Danny.
Good night, just about it. No, I'm going to fight you.
Fight you?
Fight you.